Hey, I have a question to ask.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, yes, how y'all doing there? My name is Larry Boyer.
Hello, Blog Talk listeners. Welcome to Street Talk. Well, we are on live every Friday night from 9 to 10 o'clock p.m. I am your host, Miss Reddy, and my co-host, Keisha, is sick on tonight. Tonight, I have a guest speaker by the name of Stephanie, who is known to my friend that we spoke about on last week, T. Dunn, as Saint. Get well soon, T. Dunn, and welcome to the show, Saint. I have a few listeners on the line, and we have a few rules on Street Talk. That is to be polite, no profanity, and respect each other's thoughts and ears. We can all agree to disagree when we're speaking with me. So with all that being said, hello, Stephanie. Hello, caller. How are you all on tonight?
Yes, we are all right. Shout out to my boy, Tito.
Okay. How are you, Stephanie?
I'm good. How are you?
Okay, I'm fine. Remember, Blog Talk listeners, you can always call us from 9 to 10 on Street Talk at 310-982-4126. 310-982-4126. Let's get a little live right now on Street Talk. Now, Stephanie, we all seen the news, and we read on the media sites a little bit about what happened to T. Dunn about a week ago, as far as them saying that he set himself on fire and things. But on tonight, I would like for you to enlighten us on what really happened, because you have the inside thoughts, and that's your son's father. And that was your boyfriend, and I wanted you to just come on tonight and share with us what actually happened from your point of view. And listeners and callers, I really appreciate y'all for coming on tonight. We're going to be quiet. We're going to let her speak. And I want you all to put your phones on mute because the calls are being recorded, and we want to be able to listen and hear each and every one of us as we speak on tonight. So, Stephanie, you have the floor.
Okay. Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Oh, God.
I have a question.
Hold on, Larry. Larry, I just said Stephanie talk and enlighten us on what happened.
Okay.
Go ahead, Stephanie.
You want me to start from the beginning all the way?
Yes,
ma'am. Start from the beginning.
Okay. Early in the morning, around 11-something, T-Dunn texted me, and he was saying that his homeboy told him that I was talking to somebody, and the boy seen him, you know, coming to my house or whatever, so they kind of ticked him off or whatever. So, you know, he told me he was going to come to my house. So I was stopping at the police station to go here to make my report before he even get there and start acting crazy. So while I was at the police station, he came up there and cussed me out and everything. And then, you know, when I went home, me and my friend, we left. And when I left, I went to Ross. And when I was at Ross, I got a phone call that he broke into my house. So I came back home. My house was broken into, tore up, you know. So after that, I got a call from a detective, and she told me to sit outside, don't go nowhere, whatever. Something was going on, and I guess this was at Wingstop. She kind of put gas all over itself to kind of keep the police back or whatever, from, I guess, like attacking him or whatever. But the lady, she tased him with a taser, and it made him catch on fire or whatever. And she tried to put the fire out on him, and she caught on fire. And two other officers tried to put the fire out on her, and they caught on fire. So after they got the police officer, put the fire for her, then they proceeded to try to get them to get down so they could put the fire out on him. So they shot him in the leg to get him down, and then they put the fire out on him at that time. And
so that,
you know,
you're saying that they didn't, okay, when you went to the police station early that day,
Mm-hmm.
When you went to the police station early that day, when you came inside the police station, did they try to render you any help or anything like that?
No, the lady behind the desk, she was just sitting watching him. Excuse me. She was just sitting there watching him, and then she waited till he left, and she was like, "Is that who you making the report on?" I was like, "Yes." But at the time when he was sitting there, you know, kind of belligerent or whatever, I was thinking that she was going to send the officer into the lobby, you know, so they can kind of like just get him right there while he was, you know, doing his thing or whatever. But she just sat there and watched him or whatever. So there could have been an opportunity. He could have been arrested at that time, and all of the other stuff could have been avoided. And it was another opportunity. They could have arrested him when I told them exactly where he was. It was around 12-something. He called my phone, and the number he called me from, I knew exactly where he was. But, he, you know, they didn't do nothing right then and there. He was just like, oh, okay, when I finish, I'll go see, you know. So they had two opportunities. They had two opportunities to pick him up, you know, so all of that other stuff that happened at Wingstop could have been avoided. They don't take nothing serious. You know, stuff like what happened has to happen for them to take anything serious. You know, I guess when one of their fellow officers is injured, that's when, you know, it may be serious to them. But other than that, they don't take nothing serious.
Yeah, I feel like they didn't take it serious either, because they have the opportunity to actually, you have the opportunity to take him and arrest him then, and none of this stuff would have happened, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, this is my question.
Hold on, Larry. You said also that when you went, they called you and told you to stay still. And you said that when they tased him, that's what ignited the fire.
Yeah, absolutely. It was actually when, after everything happened, like, you know, after they put the police officer down, put you on out or whatever, you know, got them in the ambulance and care flight or whatever, you know, the news came, they showed up, they started interviewing witnesses that was in the shopping area that seen it. And one of the witnesses said, he was like, when she shot the taser, that's what ignited the fire. And when you watch the news, you don't see that video anymore. They showed it one time when they first filmed it live. Other than that, you don't see that video anymore. You know, you only see the video where the guy's talking about he helped put the officer out, and, you know, they show her rolling around on the floor, and they don't ever show the video where they showed it one time where she was chasing him. They were running past Metro. It came on the Metro camera, and they shut on the news one time. He was on fire and she was on fire too, and she was chasing him. So I don't know if that was just right when she, you know, tased him and the fire, you know, spread on her. She was trying to put it out. I don't know. But the videos to show things about her or what where the police department went wrong, they don't show those videos anymore.
So you feel like your baby daddy could have got help before all this happened? Instead of,
absolutely, he could have got help a long time ago, even before that day. Because to me, I feel like, you know, he needs help, period. You know what I'm saying? And I have always told him he just needs help. You know, he needs to be evaluated, I feel like, you know, because he does need help or whatever. So I feel like, you know, a long time ago he could have got help before even that particular day, even before that happened. And that same day, they had two opportunities to pick him up before that, you know, happened.
Yeah.
Okay,
and
the question I have to ask you.
Hold on, Larry. Hold on. We're going to get to your questions. Hold on. Stephanie.
Yes.
What I want to know is, before all this happened, had any other situations happened to where you feel like somebody, like, tell me more about your relationship. How long have you been dating him?
Almost for 7 years.
For like 7 years?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and throughout our relationship, y'all had problems, right or wrong?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Okay. And you called before and asked the people to help you, and nobody gave you help.
No. I mean, you talking about the police?
Yeah, the police and his parents. Have you ever contacted his parents or anything and asked him, like, to get him mental help? Like, how you felt like his mental health
was? Yeah, I always tell the police I feel like mentally something was wrong with him, you know, because people, like, to me, it's something about something, you know what I'm saying? He feels some type of way about somebody, you know, not enough love or something, you know, and that can affect people and, you know, kind of make them a little angry or bitter or something or miserable, I don't know, you know, but he needed some help, you know, and it's not any help that I could give him or whatever. And I told him myself that I was going to take him down there. But he didn't want to go, so I can't force him. But, you know, they can assume when he's been arrested in the past, they can take a person to, you know, like Timberland or whatever. You know what I'm saying? They can take him there. You know, they just throw him in jail and let him out in a couple of days when you really can take him somewhere where he can get some help.
Okay, I have a few more callers online that's anxious. They would love to talk with you.
I have a question. My name is Larry Love.
Okay, Larry Love, go ahead, talk. Tell us.
Okay, Miss
Tiff,
how are you doing today?
I'm fine.
Okay, I am Terry's best friend, right? You know that, right?
Yes, I know.
Okay, I am. Her, my boy, is burned up right now. He's And I see you, 65% of his body is burned.
I am hurting.
Mm-hmm. My boy is burned up right now.
Mm-hmm.
All person right. He loved was you.
That's
you
funny.
Was his motivation. You was
mm-hmm.
his everything. All
mm-hmm.
the person he loved was Stephanie. He called you Marie.
Yes.
Right around true or false.
That's absolutely true, Larry.
You were his right hand woman. You were his shine and gold. This my question is the things I have. Hey, this my question is, why did you help him to solve his problem?
Why didn't I help him?
What caused all this to make my boy do all this?
Well,
why did you let him love you like the way he wanted to love you? Because my thing was, he always said, man, that's the girl my granny told me to marry and make
mm-hmm.
her my woman and on my own church, and I'm going to pull up in a crab dick with the water broken, and you going to be my first right-hand man because you're my best friend.
Mm-hmm.
That's his story. His story was to marry you on his own church.
Right.
That was his story.
Right.
Okay, what caused from love to do all this? Like, what caused that? What triggered that? I want to see, like, what caused it.
Well, okay, you finished? Well, Larry, you already know. If anybody know, you know. You know what I'm saying? Everything means to them being through. And, you know, I wanted to be here. You know, I wanted to be the one that's with him. You know, the one that gives him all the love that he needs. But it's hard to be with somebody, even though you love them and they love you. I cannot be in a relationship where I feel like, you know what I'm saying, I ain't going to say like a prisoner in my own home, but he's very controlling, he's very jealous. And, you know, like times he went to jail, we talk about it, and he said he wasn't going to be like that. He'll get out, he'll be okay for a couple of weeks, but then he turned back into his old self. You know, it's things about him I asked to change. You know what I'm saying? He wasn't, you know, I needed him to grow up. You know, and I can't be stuck in a place in my life where somebody want to be with me, but they don't want to grow up. They want to hang outside. They don't want to keep no job. They don't want to, you want to be crazy. You want to tear up my stuff. You know what I'm saying? When you get mad at me, you call my granny house until, you know, I talk to you. You know, just stuff that's disrespectful. I was in an unhealthy relationship. That don't mean I don't love him anymore. You know what I'm saying? It's just we cannot be in a relationship unless you change, unless I see a change in you. Not no change, you know, it lasts a week or two. You know what I'm saying? A change where you have matured. It did not happen. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. In our relationship, he constantly cheat on me all the time. That's why he want me to stay in the house. And what happened to him, if anybody hate what happened to him, I hate what happened to him. I call his mama every day and check on him. You know what I'm saying? If we could go see him, I would go do it. You know, I don't mm-hmm. care. Everything we went through, I would not ever want anything to happen to my baby daddy. Like, this is still my baby daddy. You know what I'm saying, that? I wouldn't ever yeah. want nothing to happen like this to him. So I'm going to stand behind him 200%, you know what I'm saying, and
yeah.
make sure, you know what I'm saying, that he,
you know,
I told his mama, exactly, that she needs to sue them. I'm not even playing, you know what I'm saying, and I'm going to help her get all the information she needs, whatever. Yeah, I made all kinds of police reports, but that don't mean, you know what I'm saying, because they're going to try to go by his background. He done this, she called this, oh, well, that don't mean shoot him while he's covered in gasoline. We going to stick
you
to the
point. You wanted him to do get help. Milton, you wanted him to get Milton
help.
And you feel like,
yeah.
that nobody around him even took him to get, like, Milton help, period. Cause
I've been saying it for years, saying it for a long time. I feel like if he would have got help a long time ago, he would be okay now. And, you know, maybe it would work. But I cannot drive myself crazy just to make somebody else happy. I cannot do that. I have a son. I cannot sit and argue all day. I cannot sit and just constantly fight with somebody. You know, I don't think that's healthy for
How's your son adapting to the situation? I want you, I already know, but I want to know, like, at this point, is your son aware of the situation, or how are you handling it?
No, he's not aware of what's going on. I don't want him to know. You know, like, when the time comes, whenever Tidon is free, you know, and he's able to see him. I know he might ask him, but I'm pretty sure in the long run he'll be able to talk to him on the phone. That'll be good. But as far as telling him what happened to him or what's wrong with him, you know, I'd rather deal with that, excuse me, you know,
so you
at a time
not
when
you see him. To see it, because you feel like the police let you and your family and your baby daddy down and your son because nobody
Absolutely.
Actually helped him,
mm-hmm.
period,
mm-hmm.
as far as even I see when you saying, like, you used to try to get help for him. You asked his family and everything. Look, you even asked his mm-hmm. friends, like, look, hey, somebody go get him some help. You even talked to him about getting help, and he agreed to go get help, but he didn't go get mental help. You know what I'm saying? He felt like he was okay, and everybody else that was around y'all was thinking it was funny. And, like, now that he's this far, you know what I'm saying, and he didn't actually cause harm to himself, and
mm-hmm.
ended up, you know what I'm saying, the police ended up causing harm to their own self, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
At this point,
mm-hmm.
now is when they want to be serious with it. Nobody
right.
took a hand.
Yeah,
actually,
they
want to
be serious because
right.
one of their fellow officers is injured, and not only that, they know, you know what I'm saying, they didn't kind of drop the ball on this one, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so you feel like the police didn't help you none when you told them, hey, get him, even when he went inside that police station. You told them, get him to take him to jail so he can get some mental help, because did you mention to them that he needed mental help too, and nobody still
before
wouldn't
have
done
that? Before I even mentioned it, the officer who was doing my report asked me, he said, is he bipolar, because he had my phone writing down the little text messages that he said that he was texting. You know, right before he came up to the police station, he just kept saying, I'm on my way, don't make me come ask the food or whatever. And he was writing it down or whatever. And while he was writing it down, he done just kept calling, kept texting. He was like, man, he was getting frustrated himself. So think about the stuff I have to deal with every day. You know, you was getting frustrated within them few minutes just writing something down. So he asked me, he was like, is he bipolar? Is something wrong with him? I said, yeah. I've been telling them for a long time. is something wrong with him. He needs some help. You know what I'm saying? Counseling or what, whatever.
So the police didn't want to apprehend him or nothing.
He said he went inside the police station and acted a fool. And they still, you after he seen that he had been calling you like that and everything too, and he asked you with his own lips if he bipolar or anything, and you told him you think that he is, nobody still felt like, hey, let's take him into custody and get him some mental help.
Well,
he came up to the police station, and he showed them that he needed mental help, and nobody still helped him.
No.
That's sticky. That's very sticky.
She actually sat back and watched.
Okay. And then until the police got burnt up is when they say, now we want to charge him with something because he hurt the police officers. And what you said, that he didn't hurt the police officers at all. They hurt themselves trying to get him. Trying to get him into custody after he already did something crazy, and you telling him, hey, get help. Okay, that's fine. And what I wanted to talk about, like when we was talking about your son, you know what I'm saying? You feel like family. This is what I want to bring out y'all about family. You feel like you need to protect your son as far as not let him know what's going on because it'll affect him mentally as well, right?
Yeah, because once you tell my baby something, it's locked in his head, and he's going to say it every day, you know, especially with somebody so close to him as his daddy, you know what I'm saying? He's going to, you know, he's just going to every day, and he's going to tell everybody, and I just don't think, you know, there's something that he needs to know right now.
I feel like you're doing a great job as far as parenting with your child, because I speak with women a lot about I see a lot of women nowadays on the street that don't care about their child's mental state, and they would have told their kid what went on at that point. And I really applaud you on tonight. I really applaud you on tonight.
The thing I have to ask you is, Miss.
Hold on, Larry. I really applaud you on tonight, Stephanie, as far as how you're handling it, how you're being a parent, and how you got a sense of family, and you it's like you making sure that you're taking care of your son's mental state, and you're protecting him. As far as not letting him see what's going on and stuff like that, that's good.
How old is the son?
I wish somebody would have got help for your baby daddy as well.
He's four.
Larry, do anybody? I have other callers online. Anybody else want to ask her any questions?
He's doing the right thing by not putting his son. He's just 4 years old.
Okay, can you introduce yourself, ma'am? I didn't get your name.
I get the name.
This is Sharon.
Oh, okay, and you said what?
I feel like she's doing the right thing by not telling her son about what happened because you don't want to scar.
Larry, I need you to put your phone on mute because we're hearing you like talk while somebody else is talking. We need you to give everybody respect and allow everybody to talk. Everybody want to hear. Okay, go ahead, Ms. Sharon.
Hello,
Ms. Sharon. Hello, Ms. Sharon.
I think she kind of, her phone was breaking up. Hello?
Oh, okay. That's fine. Go ahead. Do anybody else?
Larry had another question.
My question is right here. Why did the laws taser him if he had gasoline on him?
Because he
don't weigh that much.
Right.
He don't weigh that much. He only weighed about 180 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
Why did the law tasing him and shoot him? Why did they have to do all this up in him?
Well,
This is what I'm saying. Why ask you out? Because Harris doesn't know I wait that much. He's a very small fellow. Why did they have to do so much police, you know what I'm saying, towards him? He don't wait that much.
Right, we know. Well,
that's what I'm saying. He don't wait that much. I understand. I'm sorry, but you understand, my partner, he don't wait that much.
I know
that. He do not wait that much. He don't wait like 175 or 160.
We understand that, Larry.
Why did they not slam him or mace him? Why they had to tase him to electrocute his body and he have gasoline all over his body? Ladies and gentlemen, this is what I'm saying. Why did the laws have to tase him and his body went on fire? He's not no big dude.
We understand that. We're trying to figure that out as well. We know that that wasn't the point. We know that's not the problem. And we know that's what we're saying. We feel like they should have got him some kind of other help. That's what Stephanie's saying as well. They should have got a hold of him before this. That wouldn't have happened. You know what I'm saying? And they shouldn't have tased him because he had gasoline on him. And I feel like the police...
They were aware of the gasoline being on him. See, the question that Larry is asking... Hello?
Uh-huh, I'm listening.
Larry
can't talk right now.
Okay.
You can go ahead and ask the question.
Okay, the question that Larry is asking are the same questions that we have. You know, I can't answer the question because I'm not the police officer. These are the questions that we have for them. Why would you shot him in his leg to get him down? You could have done that from the beginning instead of tasering him, setting him on fire. Why, like Larry said, why didn't you mace him? These are the questions that you ask, you know what I'm saying, especially when you're going to file a lawsuit. These are the questions that you ask them. You know what I'm saying? They could have done anything. You know what I'm saying? Police are trained, you know what I'm saying, to make the right decisions on what to do. You know, because actually he was a suicidal suspect. You know what I'm saying? When you say you're going to set yourself on fire, you know what I'm saying? It's kind of suicidal. And a suicidal suspect, you don't just, you know what I'm saying, kind of attack. I ain't going to say attack, but, you know, chase them and tase them and stuff like that. You're supposed to deal with them in a different manner. You understand what I'm saying? Because they're talking about harming themselves. So.
Yeah.
That you don't, when somebody's talking about harming themselves, you don't do something to bring, you know, more harm to them. I feel like they could have knocked him down. Like Larry said, he done tall, but he still is skinny. So they could have knocked him down, you know what I'm saying? I don't even understand how all these police officers are here. They don't do nothing all day. See, the hill is not that big. Why is she out there by herself in the first place? And I feel like she made a decision out of anger. That's how I feel.
You feel like she was upset, so she went on a tase.
He made her chase him, and she was mad.
She could have sprayed him with a pepper spray. Mm-hmm. She could have called for other officers. She could have told him
you
to get
could.
Down.
Yes,
and she and he also told her. I know. I heard where they say.
Now, can I say
also,
something now?
You can.
He's not no big dude.
Oh,
Terrence is like 175 pounds.
No,
his body Why his body had to go on fire? It's a scientific method. Gas cannot occur with electric. If gas electric,
anybody should know that. Police should know that. And you should know not to tase a person that's covered in gasoline. And you cannot say that they can't say that they didn't know he was covered in gasoline because they was right there, you know, when he put it all over himself.
I feel like they smelled it. And
yeah, you can smell it because if a little... right. You know what I'm saying? So... Mm-hmm.
That's my thing. I have to say, why was he on? They said, okay, this is what I'm saying. This is the big thing. My friend Terrence Jamel Dunn body is 75% burnt. Why
right.
did it start this? He's only 160 pounds. Why couldn't they not apprehend him and slam him down
Absolutely.
And make
this
him go down? Why
time.
Did his body have to electrify you? So we need to do a report in why, where did the flame come up? Why was it
that
flame? This boy is on fire.
Calm down, man.
This boy,
we understand.
This boy is on fire. So we need to do something about the
Not
table.
Only is he on fire, while his whole body is on fire, they trying to put out a small fire on her, and he's covered in flames. Everybody from, you know, in the shop.
And they shot him. Why did they shoot him? Like, why did they do all this
mortality?
He's only 100. Okay, this is what I'm saying. He's only 170 pounds. He's not the biggest man in the world. He's a little boy. They can hog talk. I had an incident where I had three laws came to me the other day, and they slammed me down, and they hog talked me, sitting here, police, and there was no fire. Why was this young black man on fire? And why was the police department, the water people, didn't put the water on him to cool him down to stop him from burning? Why was this man on fire?
The question that I have is, you in the street.
Why was this man on fire? This man is burning.
Fire extinguisher. Why nobody grabbed the fire extinguisher? You understand what I'm saying? That's how it is. Every place of business is supposed to have a fire extinguisher. I never seen nobody grab fire extinguishers, try to come out and put no fires out, you know. And
nobody tried.
They
made it seem like, I feel like they tried to make it seem like he set these people on fire. No, they set him on fire, but they were trying to apprehend him. I understand that they was trying to apprehend him, but I feel like they didn't take him for what he was telling them, and he showed them in the beginning he was sick. I feel like he showed them, I really have a problem. I really love this girl. I really have a problem, and I feel like I'm going, you know what I'm saying, I'm going to come over here, I'm going to scare this girl, but we all know that he wasn't going to hurt you. We all know he wasn't going to really hurt you. You know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm saying, like, why did his body get on fire? Like,
Larry, they it's not a secret that his
but
body caught on
this
fire.
This is what I'm saying. But hold on. I know this is a radio show. This is y'all radio show. This is what I'm saying here, ladies and gentlemen. This is a scientist on the coolest. Don't nothing. This is like on Richard, believe it or not, the first human torch. I think the laws, brutality, overdid it. They wanted to action, and they got action, and they stationed him, and his body went on flames. So we need to do something about the taser.
Listen,
there's no way a person body can go and torch. This boy is burnt up head to toe. He don't have no color on him. Why?
Larry, listen to me.
Larry,
I understand your pain. I understand that you're upset, and I understand that you're angry. That's not the problem here. We understand that your friend was on fire. We're not crazy. It's not a secret. You know what I'm saying? He was tased. We understand that he was tased. The police tased him. We understand that. Everybody on Blog Talk, everybody on the streets knew that they tased him. Even Stephanie is telling you, hey, they didn't even go and use the fire extinguishers that they had in all those businesses is right there. They did not help your
Nobody.
Friend. They did not come right here with no fire extinguishers. They never took the time to say, hey, help him. They started helping their fellow officers. That's the whole point that we're making here.
Not only that, you know, they sent him through an ambulance, and he was burned over 65% of his body, and she was only burned 16%, and they curfew her to the hospital, and he had to ride in the ambulance. I think that's backwards too. You know what I'm saying? I do, Larry. I do understand how you feel. You know what I'm saying? We have just I love them. You know what I'm saying? I understand that's your best friend. You love them too. But we, you know what I'm saying? We care with you to them. We support him. You know what I'm saying? We got to support his mama. You know what I'm saying? Because I know we're going to have to do like a big lawsuit. You know what I'm saying? And the questions that you ask, the same questions that I have and everybody else. You know what I'm saying? That's what we got to throw out there. Matter of fact, what you need to do is call the viewer's voice for the news. You know what I'm saying? And express your opinion or ask your questions. You understand what I'm saying? Because they still got it out there like he set himself on fire. You know what I'm saying? See, like what we do, we just sit on the phone and we talk to each other. But call the news. You know what I'm saying? Call these talk shows. Call all of these places. You know what I'm saying? And put the word out there so they can see that police, to me, the police are becoming criminals themselves. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's how I feel about it. You know what I'm saying? But we, you know what I'm saying? I understand Larry Payne because that's his friend. You know, I feel the same way. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's close. It's her. It's home for us. You know what I'm saying? And that's a problem. That's a problem. You know what I'm saying? We're looking at a person, you know what I'm saying, that we close to, and these police officers done burned him up. You know,
they didn't get him no help. They went on. They curse flighted her. They made him catch the ambulance. They went and tried to put her off on fire. And it's on the media. Hey, she's a star. They she was trying to help.
Yeah,
she man.
Was
I'm
the police of the year last year. That doesn't mean nothing. That don't mean she won't mess up. She won't make mistakes because she have. She have. You know what I'm saying? And they asked her if she released her.
She had an option to either use the spray, pepper spray. She has a pepper spray. I understand she's a lady and he's a man, but she's an officer and he's a suspect. And she had the opportunity as well to spray that fire, spray him with a mace or to tase him. I understand that she was trying to do a job and she tased him. You know what I'm saying? But I feel like they could have went another way. Even when he was in the police station, they took what he was saying was a joke. It was like he was a joke to them. Everybody took him as a joke. Okay, we understand he was a criminal. We you know what I'm saying? It's not a secret that he was a criminal because he came over there and they seen his background. They seen that he was blowing your phone up, something like that. But you was telling him get help before this, and you was telling them, they even asked you, hey, is he crazy? Hey, you tell him, yeah, he's crazy. Help him.
Before the police station incident, I always try to calm him down myself. You understand what I'm saying? So it won't.
Okay, this is what I'm saying. Okay, Miss, I understand. I understand we hurting all. I understand this. I understand 100%. But all I'm saying is, these laws being so crooked.
Larry, we have new callers online. For anybody else that would like to speak, we have new callers online. Hello, new callers. Are you all with me tonight?
Hello.
Hi. Do y'all have any kind of questions that you all would like to ask as well?
Yeah, so
the
young man, how old is he?
He's 27.
Oh, so he did not set
himself
on fire?
No, he did not.
Oh,
no.
So y'all saying that the police set him on fire?
He poured the gas on him.
He just did that to kind of scare them, you know, to keep them back or whatever. But she, you know, she chased them and tased them in the back of the neck, and by the gasoline being on him, they ignited the fire, and, you know, his body caught on fire.
Who lit the fire?
The taser.
So y'all haven't talked to anyone about this?
Talk to anyone like who?
I mean, the news people.
The news
the
people?
Channel 8 News, Channel 4 News, yeah.
No, but that's why I encourage, you know, other people to call. My cousin told me something about a viewer's voice. You can call and voice your opinion or whatever, questions, however. And I think everybody should call 1148 and whatever, you know, news,
yeah,
and say whatever you have to say. Because they have it out, like, you know what I'm saying, making people think that he set himself on fire in the police officers, and that is not what happened.
Yeah, that was the understanding that I had got last time.
Right.
That he set on fire, and but then I don't understand why would they shoot him.
Yeah, and they shot him while he was on fire.
No, I don't know. That's not, no, that's not professional. That's not right.
It's not. Mm-mm.
Yeah, last time we was on the show, Stephanie, you wasn't on the show, and we was under the influence that he poured the gasoline and he caught himself on the fire on fire with a lighter, because that's what they said that he done. They said he caught himself on fire with a lighter.
Yes, that's what.
No, if you like, if you paid attention to the news, they didn't say nothing about a lighter until the next day.
On the police report, if you read it, if you Google it. It said that he had a yellow lighter, I guess it was in his pocket or something. But
yeah,
what I'm
because
telling,
he smoked.
Yeah, because he smoked. That's what I'm saying. Because he smoked. That's what I'm saying. Because he smoked. That's why.
But anybody who know him know how far he would go. Yes, pouring gasoline on himself, he done would do something crazy like that. Absolutely. But lighting himself up
Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Stephanie?
Huh?
Go ahead and say what you were saying about. I was hearing what you said. You said everybody know how far C. Dunn would go. Listen.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Anybody who know him know how far he would go. Yeah, gasoline, he'll do something crazy like that. But taking a lighter and lighting himself on fire is not going to happen. And that's what I told the police. You know? It's not.
What do you think
he probably had to scare me, you know, but that's all I think he would do is try to scare me. I don't ever think he would set me on fire. I don't think he would ever do anything like that.
And Larry, would you be his close friend? Do you think he would have ever set Stephanie on fire? I think he would.
No.
I think he would.
No. I think this right here was a virtually on him. That's what I think it really was. Cause what I think they did, cause it's like, this was like a race, I don't say a racial slur, but this like overboard.
Right.
They took it overboard.
Right.
Cause it's like, cause there's no way this man could set himself on fire. The laws overdid.
Right.
You did not hear one witness say that they
seen him get a lighter and light himself. The witness said that she shot the taser and it ignited the fire. You did not hear nobody say nothing about he pulled out a lighter and lit himself on fire. You can't say it because it didn't happen. Finding a lighter on the ground doesn't mean anything. That doesn't mean he set himself on fire, which that's what they were trying to, you know, portray that he set himself on fire because they found the lighter. That don't mean anything.
Yeah, he was just a smoker. You know, he was a smoker. And y'all both agree that he had the gasoline, and we all know that he was going to scare you with the gasoline at that point.
Mm-hmm.
We know that. Stephanie, go ahead and share with the people as well. How did he even know that, how did it start from the beginning and let everybody know? Because I already know. Me and you already spoke about it. But go ahead and let everybody know.
He told me he called his friend that lives over here. And he was like, before I could even ask him any questions about, you know, you, like he do everybody, telling them to watch me. But before he can ask any questions to the guy, he said he just started shooting that information. Like, I've been talking to some dude. He's tall and dark, and, you know what I'm saying? He be coming over my house. I be, you know, what kind of car we in or whatever. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, that right there alone was enough for T-Dun to just trigger to send him from 0 to 10. So.
Yeah, because he loves you.
Right.
And so he felt like he was going to come over there and argue with you, because I know a lot of people want to know, like, how did all of it start? You know what I'm saying?
Right. He was going to come try to run, you know, run anybody off. He run people off and then, you know, just leave me, you know. I'm by myself again because he run people out.
Is his parents allowed to see him?
It, nobody is allowed to see him.
Yeah, they're not allowing anyone to see him, period. The police have took control of the situation again. Like they said, if they took control of the situation while they was favoring him and catching him on fire, they didn't take him serious as far as him having the gas, and they didn't take him serious as far as when he came inside and she told them. They didn't take her serious when she told them that he was mentally sick. That's what she's trying to let y'all know. They didn't take him serious at no point. They didn't help her. They didn't help you at all, Stephanie. And it didn't get out of hand until one of their fellow officers got injured.
Right.
And they, like you said, they took her up to the hospital, and they made sure that she was okay, and they made sure that the media let them know that, hey, she's hurt, but they didn't never say whether he was hurt or not. I see on there where they showing that the people was putting her out and all that stuff. They didn't show where he got put out. They just said that he was crazy and that he set himself on fire. And that's why I brought you on tonight, because I wanted the whole world to know exactly what went on as far as him, because he's laying in the bed and he's hurt right now. And
I want the whole world to know
how you feel about him and how his friends feel about him, his personality. So we all know that love is what started the whole situation, right?
Right.
All you can do is pray for him.
Absolutely. This every day. This every day.
And since I heard, you know, I pray for him too out every day. But then I feel like he's gonna come out of this situation, and he's
He's improving every day. He improves every day. He's doing very good.
Yeah, he's gonna have a testimony for the world, and he's gonna become that pastor. That's true.
He wanted to become a pastor. He wanted to is love her, but his illness, his mental illness, is what caused him to start all this stuff, right, Stephanie?
Right.
Love over matter. Love is a terrible thing to do up a man, a female, because he love. I ain't gonna lie, bro, love sis thing. But she got, I'm sorry for cussing, but love could make another man do some crazy thing, make it right.
Now, love is Jesus Christ.
Love is crazy. But Stephanie, YT, though, right now, bro doing bad, though, I can tell you right now, go get Tyler, man. Talon need help. Go get Talon, man.
Larry.
Go get Talon, man. That's what I'm going to say. Go get my little young nigga Talon, because Talon need Stephanie, because Stephanie knows the situation. Go get Talon, man. That's what I'm going to say.
Okay.
Go get Talon, man.
Talon is his other son. Stephanie, you can go ahead and explain to tell the people who Talon is.
That is his other son. They used to live with us or whatever, you know. And
okay.
I was listening to y'all talk about love. It goes deep. You understand what I'm saying? And I feel like the problem that he have in his mind, you know, is what, you know,
over jealous.
That's it. You know what I'm saying? And it's just the point of not growing up. You know, I'm older than him, so, you know, I want him to change. You know, when we were kind of younger when we first met, that's okay, but come on now. We didn't grow up. We didn't have a baby. You know what I'm saying? It's time to change.
you know, the smoking, you know, all the stuff. Larry, you already know what I don't like.
Yeah.
You already know it. And that was a problem for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When you have a child, it's kind of put away all foolishness things.
Right, and he couldn't change. So, you know, that's what just made me not want to be in a relationship. Just a relationship, I can't be in it at the moment until you change. You know what I'm saying? When you change and I see the change, and I ain't talking about a change for no 1 month. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about like a drastic change where you done changed into a different person. You have matured. You have left all the childishness behind. You know what I'm saying? And you're ready to be the man that you need to be for your children, you know what I'm saying, for yourself. That's what I was looking forward to. I mean, I just wasn't seeing no change, you know. I wasn't trying to hurt him or anything. I just can't deal with it, you know what I'm saying. I'm going to have a mental problem if I kept dealing with it.
Yeah. You was, and I'm glad. It's sad to hear that it had happened like this. But I feel
right.
like now they should get him some mental help.
Right.
Because you had always asked for them to get him some mental help, and nobody took him serious.
Nobody.
As far as,
that's because they didn't have to deal with it. Well, see, I was dealing with it all the time. You know what I'm saying? And people with issues like that, they go smoke and get high and stuff like that. And that's going to only cover up the pain just for a little while. You know what I'm saying? At that moment when you high, but when you come off that high, it's that crazy and all that kind of stuff. And you know what I'm saying? It doesn't matter. Like I said before, I never would wanted this to happen to him. You know what I'm saying? Because I still love him because that is my baby daddy. You know what I'm saying? But
yeah.
I never wanted, I just wanted them to arrest him. Never wanted you to set him on fire. You know what I'm saying? So, I don't know.
That's crazy how you can still sit here on today, and I know that you love him. You know, I know the outlook as far as how serious it is as far as dealing with a person when they're mentally ill and mentally hurt, and they not want to go get the help that they need and not being able to take the medicines that they need, because medicine is important. A lot of people don't take this medicine stuff serious. Medicine is important, and seeking God and actually going and talking to God, and you know what I'm saying, finding. See, Don always spoke to me. I'm his friend. He always spoke to me, y'all. Listen to me. He always spoke to me about him wanting to be a pastor and having a story to tell and having a testimony. And he truthfully committed that he had to go this far. Nobody ever gave him mental help. Nobody took him to the doctor. He didn't take himself to the doctor because he didn't know that he was sick. He was in denial that he had a mental problem. You know what I'm saying? He wasn't in denial that he had a mental problem.
No, I offered to take him. I offered myself.
Yeah, but he was scared. Of the what the world would think of him. You know what I'm saying? We tend to not go get mental treatment. Larry, you know this firsthand because, you know what I'm saying, we all know that different people have to get mental treatment, you know what I'm saying, to actually, you know what I'm saying, and seek the Bibles, open up our Bibles. I want all of us as friends. We all on this phone tonight. We all was real close to this season. I want all of us on tonight to know that God loves you and that God is love, and love won't tear you apart, but love will take you through some changes. You know
right.
what I'm saying? Love will take you through some changes, and you being in love with a person and giving a person your whole heart, it can cause you to go into some kind of mental state, in which T-Dunn went into that mental state, and nobody could actually identify that, and nobody knew that. It was real serious, and Stephanie is on here tonight, and she's letting y'all know that she's still in love with him after everything that he done went through. Even though he was hurting, you know what I'm saying, breaking her stuff and stuff like that, she was still in love with him too, but she just wanted him to get mental treatment. You know what I'm saying? And as friends, I feel like sometimes we can come along and we can actually hurt things like his friend told him, fool, she had a dude over there. You know what I'm saying? When he told him that on that day, This would cause all of our friends to end up in a hospital where he had
lost.
And
yeah,
I'm not saying
one thing about that boy is not his friend. I always tell him, you meet people and you call everybody your friends. I tell him, I don't trust nobody. You know what I'm saying? You shouldn't trust a person like that, because if that was his real friend, you wouldn't tell him nothing like that.
I think that his friends did not think that he was going to go that far. No, I'm not going to say that the boy was his friend. I think that his friends didn't think that he would go that far. I feel like as a friend.
They know he's crazy. You don't tell him nothing like that.
Yeah, I feel like they should have told him to go get mental help so that they can relationship. People don't help people in their relationships and stuff no more. And I feel like as a friend, we can all come together. That's what I like for people to do as a friend. Learn to be more careful of the things that you do to your friends and things that go on around you and your friends. If you call yourself a friend, start to treat people the way that you want to be treated, and be courteous of one's thoughts and mind frames, and learn to bring mindset, and don't try to set the fuel to a fire. If you want to see your friend do, as a friend, you're supposed to want to see your friend be good in life, not be hindered. You know what I'm saying? And you're not supposed to want people to actually go under. You know what I'm saying? Stop trying to hurt your friends. You know what I'm saying? Don't hurt your friends. And if you love somebody, if a person is expressing that they love somebody, I feel like if you know that a person loves somebody so much, you should try to help them if being a friend is what you're trying to do. Don't cause problems in a relationship. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Don't go back and try to tell a person something that you know that'll hurt them. You know what I'm saying? In that relationship, try to be courteous and be kind and be mild to the fact. Start to read our Bibles and stuff more, y'all. We got to start talking to God. We got to all see God. I'm telling y'all, it's a bigger thing to all this that went on now. And T-Don, he got it. I don't think that we all understand. T-Don got it. I think that's why he's suffering the things that he's going through and going through all the things that he's going through. He's not getting the stuff that he want to get in life because he's got it. He want to be a pastor, and he want to talk the good word because he's been through stuff. And anybody that know him know that his heart is in the right place, but his mind wouldn't let him go do the things that he needed to do as far as being a man, to step up and be the man that he needed to be for Stephanie as well. You know what I'm saying? To even love her and say that he wanted to be the man that he needed to be for her and her child, because he still wasn't getting the mental help that he needed either. You get what I'm saying? Because mind will play tricks on you all the time. You get what I'm saying? And people around you that you call your friends, they'll play tricks on you. The only person that you can really trust is God, Jehovah. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Jehovah God will help you, and he will really help you, you know what I'm saying, in life. And I want y'all all on tonight to know that God loves you and that he won't forsake you. People will betray you. People will think that it's cute to watch you suffer. And do things like that, and they will cause things to happen in your life, you know what I'm saying, that's not supposed to happen. You know what I'm saying? They can be around you at all these times, and you think that they're being your friend to help you, and they'll be actually sitting right there laughing in your face, you know what I'm saying, holding stuff back from you, not even telling you what's going on in your real life. They'll tell you the bad stuff, you know what I'm saying, but they won't say nothing good and kind. So on tonight, if y'all... Anybody that can hear my voice on this line on Street Talk, I'm ready. I'm the host. Come to me on Friday nights and listen and talk to me, y'all, because I want us all to be able to do some more things like this and talk about and share with each other and be close, be kind. You know what I'm saying? We have less than 90 seconds left on this phone, and I appreciate y'all for coming on tonight and speaking with us and learn to love each other. Pick up a Bible, y'all. Each one teach one. Pick up a Bible, y'all. Time is getting too short. Stuff is happening in our lives and stuff is happening to our friends and our families and stuff like that. And if y'all can hear me out tonight, know that I'm being here on every Friday night. Come in and talk to me, y'all. And I love y'all. And thank you, Stephanie, for coming on and speaking with us on tonight about Terrence. We're going to pray for Terrence, and we love y'all and everything. On tonight, I feel like I'm going to say a prayer. All y'all, bow your heads.
Okay.
Thank you, Father God. We come to you on tonight. I appreciate everyone that came on the show. Lord, we have a friend that's in the hospital that's suffering from mental health issues, and we hope that he gets the help that he needs, Lord. Lord, I really wish that you would come in and touch our lives on tonight, Lord. Lord, we love you, Lord. Help all of us learn to be more friends. Learn us how to love one another. Learn us how to care for one another. Learn us how to touch one another's life and be more friendly, being nice, courteous, and showing love and respect and honor each other, and learn to read our Bibles and stuff, oh, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Thank y'all for coming to talk.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you.
Ah, y'all, you all be cool, man. Larry Love, for real.
Boy.
Hey, it's real, man. Y'all, it's your boy Larry Love, the one and only. You understand me? T-Dawg coming home soon. He going to be with his girl, who is love the best. Yeah, Stephanie.
So crazy.